time seems to fly without at an unbelievable speed, and at other times it never seems to move. And that's what he's talking about, the speed of time. And he's investigating that reality, which we all experience. He has some very neat playing here. His quartet has Gary Versace on piano, John Hébert on bass, and Tom Rainey on drums. And as I say, the title of the album reflects the context of the compositions that he has. And he's always been fascinated at perceptions of time can change, sometimes crawling at a snail's pace, while other times it rushes forward with abandon, end quote. So very neat. There's some really good, solid playing here. And this is a very good quartet. Here's Andrew Rathbun from The Speed of Time. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Fast Fifth, and the second one is called Velocity Unknown. Here's saxophonist Andrew Rathbun and his quartet, Fast Fifth.
Thank you. Thank you.
saxophonist Andrew Rathbun, a Torontonian originally. Now, I think, he may still have a residence there, but he teaches at Western Michigan University and records whenever he can. And you can hear the result is worth the time it takes. Great, great album there. The Speed of Time is the album title. And the saxophonist is Andrew Rathbun. Well, we've slid well into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:17 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays here live from the studio and streamed live at our website, ckuw.ca, and archived there as well. And I'm about to go into my historical segment. If you listen regularly to this program, you know that almost all the time, there's exceptions, but almost all the time, I have an historical segment where I take an earlier album from all over the place and give some sense of where one of the directions we've come from over the years. This album is maybe a bit of a cheat in a sense, because I have played it before a couple of times, well, in bits and pieces at least over the years. It's Miles Davis' Someday My Prince Will Come album. And again, if you listen regularly over a long enough period, you know that Miles Davis probably in the 20-some years I've been doing this and the thousands of tracks, probably more of them have been Miles than any other individual artist. He's a very interesting and favorite of mine through all his phases, from the early acoustic right through to the more experimental electric side. This one was recorded in 1961, and a time of upheaval in his life and in the life of his bands, and all sorts of stuff going on in the jazz world then. He had been sort of front and center, especially after Kind of Blue, but then along came Ornette Coleman and took some of the shine off the Miles Davis apple, if you will. Originally, Miles didn't have much use for Ornette. I'm not sure how long that lasted, but be that as it may, the Someday My Prince Will Come, it's the seventh studio album, recorded in 1961, and as mentioned, the band was in flux. It had come and gone. The biggest change was that John Coltrane on saxophone had done a European tour with the band in the summer of 60, and then sort of went on to do mainly his own stuff. And so that left Miles to try and find a replacement for him, which he eventually did with Hank Mobley, which is a pretty good replacement indeed. For this album, Mobley plays on most of the tracks. But actually, John Coltrane has two appearances on this title track. The first one you're going to hear on Someday My Prince Will Come is Coltrane. And the last one you're going to hear on Teal, he plays that that as well. But other than that, it's Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is a very fine band, and they are certainly well-versed in each other's idiosyncrasies and how to respond to Miles, still in his acoustic phase. This album has a couple of original tracks that refer to actual people as well. The last track, T.O., is a reference to the producer, the longtime producer of Miles Davis albums, who must have had the patience of a saint, T.O. McCarroll, and that track is for him. There's another track called Francin. It's like prancing, only with an F in there. And it actually is a tribute to his then-wife, Frances. And in actual fact, the woman's picture on the cover of the album is then-wife, Frances. The other track that's sort of refers to a person is called Drad Dog, D-R-A-D-G-O-D. And it's actually Goddard in reverse. And it then it is a reference to the then president of Columbia Records, Goddard Lieberson. I'm sure you're a better person for knowing all this stuff, but there's some trivia behind this album. It's a fine album, really good stuff, and the title track, the bookend pieces on this album are "Someday My Prince Will Come" starts it and "T.O." ends it. It just happens they're both the Coltrane tracks as well, but they are a classic. This is a classic album. It ranks right up there with his best. From 1961, my historical segment today, the great Miles Davis Band with "Someday My Prince Will Come," and that you will recognize is the first track you're going to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.